Well, good morning to you. Now it's morning here. It may not be morning where you are, but I have to say good morning, you know. Now all the things that are happening in the world in today, there's no reason to be happy or to be positive, or even to smile. And it seems that the job of the media and most of the governments is to keep us depressed and fearful of our futures. And, of course, it's a well-known fact that if you keep the sheep scared, they're easier to control. But, you know, I always come back to nature, because nature is the main cog in the world, and it always will be. The strong will always devour the weak. But let's take a look at some of the countries in the world today. First of all, let's take a look at my homeland, Canada. Now, I know Canadians, I have no idea how come they put up with the dictator Trudeau for as long as they have, and he's still there. And if you have a weak leader of a country, then you have a weak country, don't you? Trudeau is woke and weak, and just a virtue signaler. And as he's been in power for quite some time, Canada is financially in a terrible state, and Canadians are suffering all over. The rule of thumb for a leader should be you look after your country and people first, before you help any other people that weren't born in the country. But Canadians are seeing their tax dollars going towards things that have nothing to do with them. And there's obviously something very sinister how Trudeau has stayed in power for so long. It's hard to believe you have a leader of a country that dislikes Canadians and the country itself. It's almost as if another big country has put this person in power there to destroy the country from inside. But Canada's not alone, is it? Look at the American leader. He's weak as well. And they seem to want to destroy America as well from inside. And a lot of the American government now is woke and weak, which makes it a target for those who aren't, those who are strong. There will always be bullies in the world, and you have to stand up to the bullies, or they'll just keep on bullying you. But it's another government in America that seems to be against the people and America itself. And you have to ask yourself how these incompetent leaders are still in power. And what about that place with the Eiffel Tower? Paris. Oh yes, France. It has Macron as the leader, who people dislike immensely. There's riots there every day. And he's another leader that seems to be against France and its people, and is also very woke and weak. Then there's New Zealand, which is quite a small place, but it has a woke, weak leader too, and once again seems to be against New Zealand and its people. But Australia too has woke and weak people too. I have people living there, and they told me some things I would never believe that Australia would be like. Now, I'm not a conspiracy theorist at all, but it seems an awful coincidence about all these leaders are the same. But let's not forget the UK. We have bumbling Boris as the Prime Minister, who will turn around whatever way the wind is blowing, and will look after other people from other countries before he looks after his own. People in the UK are taxed up to the hilt, and they can hardly afford a place to rent, and they certainly can't afford a place like their own house, in most cases. But their tax pounds are going towards other people who come into the country. They're given a house, they're given a job, and they're given money, while the English people suffer. Well, I guess it boils down to you're either an elite or you're a peasant. There's nothing in between, and it looks like most of us, including me, is just a peasant. The trouble is with a lot of places is that they are career politicians. They'll say anything to get elected. But their heart isn't for the people. It's just for them and their elite friends. Now, there is a new leader upcoming in Canada called Pierre something or other, who is saying all the right things, because that's what politicians do. They say all the right things that people want to hear to get elected. I don't know, he doesn't come across as sincere to me yet. Maybe. For me, I prefer Max Bernier. He seems to come across as sincere. This other guy, Pierre, almost like a robot. But that's up to the Canadian people. Talk is cheap, as they say. Action speaks louder than words. So what do you think of the leader in the country that you're in is doing? For me, in the UK, bumbling Boris is not doing too well for me. But you got to think to yourself, who else would take the place? There's nobody really in the wings. I don't know, maybe we should elect a leader of the whole world. What do you think of that? Or maybe there is one, we just don't know about it. Hey, fly right, fly straight, guys. Take it easy.